All right, guys, here it goes. Here's our update letter. Family and friends, what a month. Looking back, it has been a very full month. We are really hitting our rhythm and trucking along. It's kind of one of those months that it's hard to narrow it down and write a concise letter. I might be all over the place on this one. We have found a church. It's a blessing to be a part of a church body again. It is a campus extension of a big church in the city. They actually have a deaf church in the city as well. So I'm really excited to see what the Lord may be doing with that. This church is 20 minutes away from us and is really helping us with the fellowship area of church life. It was so nice. Last week, I think we hung around after church just as long as the service was, fellowshipping and eating pepion. This is our favorite traditional Guatemalan dish with the other families and the pastor and his family. It is so good to be a part of a body again. It might not be forever, but for the time being, it is where the Spirit has led us. This month has brought us some other visitors. We got to catch up with the Farinato family, who was originally from Lake Arrowhead, but has moved to Montana. They spoiled us in Antigua by renting a big Airbnb for all of us to stay in for 2 days. We grew up with them, and they have 3 boys the same ages as ours. The boys had a sweet season together, as well with trail life and homeschool stuff. It was great to catch up, and I think that both families really enjoyed the fellowship and encouragement. I know that we did. Plus, Antigua now feels like a vacation to us, so we were refreshed on many levels. Plus, we had Pastor Jordan and Sydney down as well, but that was included in the last update. The boys are killing it with homeschool and are really enjoying things here. One of the neighbor kids had a birthday party, and their family invited us along to celebrate. The times changed something like 4 times, and there was not much of a plan per se. It was very Guatemalan, to say the least. It was really interesting to watch how much we've actually changed through this. It was a big deal for this family, and us too. I'll go to the mall about 20 minutes away and just do little mall activities like video games in the arcade. The punching bag was the biggest hit, being it was mostly boys. Riding in the carts and sitting in the park and whatnot. Then we got Little Caesar's Pizza and just sat on the stairs of the park and had cake. Kind of a funny picture of us all just tightly gathered around eating on the sidewalk. I got to sneak away and sign with the deaf guy that works at the grocery store there. I always try to stop and sign with him a bit. You should see how he lights up when he gets to talk with someone. The big takeaway from that day is things are very simple here. It was a simple hangout birthday party, and all the kids were thrilled. It's crazy how simply fulfilling family and friends are, and we were included in it all. Sarah's been knocking it out of the park with the normal things, plus she has taken on the big chore of getting us residency here. She has also found out how to do all the medical and dental stuff here, and has been getting the boys all squared away. It's a lot to learn. I'm so appreciative of all that she is doing and caring for us. All this is in Spanish and requires a lot of patience figuring it all out. Office hours are, might I say, flexible. It's always a little tricky finding the right place and whatnot. She is doing it really well and getting to know a lot of people in the community. We have really good care available, and it's cheap compared to the States, but sadly, it is really expensive for a majority of the Guatemalans. I've been in the mountains about 3 to 4 days a week, sometimes with the family or just one of the boys, figuring things out up there. I've kind of narrowed in on visiting some of the same families that have deaf kids and building relationships with them. They are now introducing me to others. I'm really being led to minister to the family unit of the deaf, to include other family members in the sign language training and whatnot. If all goes well, it looks like in June we'll be starting family workshops for sign language in the center of Valencia. The leader of Valencia has opened up the community center that Dig built for them, for us to use. It's looking like a great opportunity for us up there. The Lord is definitely going before us and making a way. I might have found a little house to rent there, which will help help us a lot, as the drive is no joke. This will allow us to get into the community a little more and see more of what daily life looks like. I met with another village leader, and he has offered us the public school in the afternoons when there are no students to use as well for the family workshops. In between, I stay busy learning sign language, slowly but surely. Also, I'm still teaching the English class, which has been pretty fun interacting with 11 to 18 adults. One day this month, we did some stoves with just Gabe Doppenberg, us, and some of their Guatemalan employees. It was very fast and efficient. The village leader had everything ready to go as well, so we got 11 stoves installed before lunch. However, at one of the houses, the mom kept wanting Sarah and I to look and care for her 2-year-old daughter. We kept explaining we were not doctors. It was obvious she was suffering from malnutrition and now was no longer eating. It is a very hard thing to see and wrestle with. For whatever reason, she would not take her to the clinic, but just wanted us to do something. We explained that the only thing we could do was pray. So we did. When Sarah and I were done praying, the mom was in tears, as we were on the edge, too. We told the village leaders about the situation and said that we could help with the ride or something to the clinic, but there just was nothing we could do for them. They need to go to the clinic. There are so many needs in Valencia. I wonder what we could do. I wonder why us, and I wonder what is going to happen with all of this. I do know that God is watching and directing and fully aware of these situations. We are just trusting Him in a completely different light. It's not every day we are faced with this, but it is a reality in these rural areas. The leading we are getting is that we are to be doing a gospel-based work in Canton Valencia by taking 3 avenues to address the situations there, specifically targeting the deaf and their families. First is sign language training for family units of the deaf, discipling the deaf through local churches, and lastly, doing some sort of sustainable business project. The deaf are in a very bad spot. But the truth is, so much of the community is too. We are sensing that as we take these steps in this direction, the Lord will continue to lead us. Another priority of mine that is developing strongly is to be working within the existing public systems, with the local leaders, and the ministries. There are so many aspects of Guatemala that are thriving, but then there are these big gaps. One of the things we were able to do this month was to put together a joint operation of sorts, for a lack of better words. I was able to connect a donor, Dig Ministries, and In Ministries, and us to help take care of a widow in Coban. She was doing all her cooking on the floor of her one-room, dirt-floor, wood hut in the mountains, which is the norm, but leaves an opportunity to be a blessing to her. She is in the widow's program under In Ministries. We were able to connect all the right people. Jeff and Rita delivered the stove, then we got to help do the install. It was a pretty serious install, about a 2-kilometer hike with 120 meters of elevation gain. As soon as we had it done, her and some of the other Guatemalan women with us could not wait to try it out. So they immediately fired it up and made fresh tortillas on it and served us a special dish with tortillas and some generic Coke to drink. The entire thing went off great. It was so much to see their reactions with the stove and to see just how efficient the stoves are. However, I'm telling you, this life is going to be growing our prayer life, especially when it comes to the food thing. Lord, please help us to not get sick or to not have any worms in this delicious food. Just so you know, we're all fine. There's no issues with that one. Another crazy thing is, we'll be back in the States by next weekend. It's our first stateside trip back as a family in nearly 15 months. We're excited and honestly a little curious how it will all go. We have a full schedule seeing as many of you as we can. I will send out the schedule soon. It's really too quick of a trip, but it seems like a long time to be away from our home and people here. One of the reasons for the trip is my residency portion of my doctorate work. It's a hybrid model, and so they cram all the classwork into 2 weeks a year with a schedule Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, on campus. It's kind of sick, I know, but I really enjoy this time. My cohort, and fellowship has been awesome, and the lectures have been great too. The timing of us going back works out great because there is a big family wedding as well. So we are mostly looking forward to the trip, but I would be lying if I was to say that we weren't a bit nervous for the reverse culture shock and to say all the goodbyes again. All in all, we're doing great. We feel very loved and supported. We were at 114% of our budget as far as ministry income last month. I will send out the prayer guide and the prayer meeting coming up this Tuesday, May 12th at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and our travel schedule. We are loving it here. We count it a great privilege to be on this end and can't wait to see what God does next with the willing servants and generous donors like you. To him be the glory, for he is worth it. From the Johnsons.